The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The vacation loan thing seems pretty cool. So 10% down, it needs to be a certain number of, like you said, 50 miles away from your primary?
50 miles away.
And you just need to stay there for a couple weeks a year, basically. And the remainder of that year, you could, you know, rent it out on a short-term, mid-term, whatever basis to whoever, right?
Absolutely. So one of my business partners, my cousin, Blather, shout out my guy, Blather. So he did, it was one of the best, like, deals I've seen. So he bought a house in Atlanta. It was like a new construction home. And I think he bought it for around like 300K,
wow.
Put 10% down. He was able to negotiate like some credit. You know, he made his money back within a year. And so like, that's powerful, right? Like,
yeah.
I think he put down like less than 20K.
Yeah.
Got that back through short-term rental, you know, Airbnb at that time. And so, you know, that was a great, great deal.
Yeah, I think he was telling about it when we were at your event last summer. But yeah, I think it's important for people to think ahead and realize like there are these different programs and opportunities out there for you. So whether it be NACA, whether it be FHA, whether you do some conventional loan, but now you know you can do the vacation loan. And if there's a place that you and your family like and you can afford to get a vacation home there and put that 10% down, maybe you can do that and just rent it out. The rest of that time, whether it's short term or midterm, like you take all these things into consideration. But the point is, like, there's options out there.
Exactly. And it's just about educating yourselves and surrounding yourself with professionals who understand, who are actually doing it. You know, for me, you know, I don't even like to call myself a real estate agent. I say, like, I'm your advisor, you know. And so it's a long term relationship. I invest myself, and that allows me to, you know, build relationships to where my clients are, you know, getting these off-market deals and, you know, different opportunities. So through that, you know, you meet these people, these investors, these private, like, funders, people that can help finance deals. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of opportunities out here. It's just about surrounding yourself with the right people.
Definitely. I love that. I love that. And something else we spoke about before was the Good Neighbor Next Door program. I don't think a lot of people know about that. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've had anybody cover that. Can you explain what that is and how it works and all that?
Yeah, so the Good Neighbor Next Door program, it's for like teachers, firefighters, EMTs, police. I think they just added like nurses. And so it's a program where it's they want you to purchase in areas that they're trying to revitalize. And so if you're a teacher and they have these homes through HUD, you essentially have the opportunity to purchase the home half off. And so I've helped a few people go through this program. So one of my clients, you know, they bought a house for $50,000. It was on the market for $100,000. They got it for $50,000, and they were able to renovate it. And then you just have to live in it for 3 years. After 3 years, you can do whatever you want. You can refinance, you can rent it out. So it's a great product. It's a lottery, so you're not really trying to outbid anybody. It's just like, you know, if there's five people who inquire, they, you know, they pick out of a hat and, you know, you get that property and you're literally putting nothing down.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in one of those fields, why not throw your hat in the ring? Now you know about it, tell your agent about it. Why not throw your hat in the ring? I don't see why you wouldn't.
Right.
Especially if you want to stay in a particular city. You may win, you may not, but I mean, I'm sure it's something that people still need to be educated about at a large scale, but why not throw your hat in the ring?
Right. And it's instant equity. You know, you're getting it half off, you're renovating it. So after that 3 years, it's a life hack. You have equity already, and you could, you know, use that however you see fit.
Definitely. I agree. I love that. Talk just more about your portfolio, because I know after that first 4-unit, you've been able to acquire more properties. So we'd love if you could just talk just more about that, where the portfolio sits now and what you're looking to do going forward.
Yeah, so I'm really big on multifamily units. So, you know, I have multiple 4-unit buildings. I just bought a duplex about a year and a half ago. I used my FHA on that. We're doing a lot of creative financing deals. So really it's about getting these doors and, you know, I'm big on affordable housing. So we're renting it out to, you know, not only Section 8, but returning citizens, you know, people lower income, and trying to help them, you know, not only get their lives together, but like we're trying to educate them and not have them renting the entire time. You know, my goal is to have all my tenants become homeowners. But as an investor, you know, I'm really big on multifamily units. DC, we have a lot of them. And so I've been blessed enough to pretty much get most of the off markets. They come through me. And so, you know, if I don't want them, you know, I pass them on to my clients. And so, you know, my goal is just to continue investing. DC's starting to get a little too expensive. So I'm looking at other areas as well. So, you know, a lot of people, they don't like the thought of investing out of state. Mm-hmm. I know you do it. I think it's a great opportunity as long as you have, you know, the right processes, the right resources in place. So, you know, I went to school in Ohio, so I'm looking at like Youngstown, Ohio, Cleveland, certain areas like that.
Definitely. I love that, man. What's it like being a landlord in DC? Because I know it's a very landlord-friendly place. I've covered some articles over the last year. There was a guy whose tenants, I mean, he probably was one of many, but his tenants didn't pay him for like 3 years, and it was just like holding in court, and just, it seems very similar to LA. So what's it like for you?
Yeah, DC is very tenant friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, these people, they decide not to pay. It's not just a 30-day notice. You literally have to go to court. And even when you go to court, you know, the initial hearing, the judge is hearing you out. They say, hey, go to mediation. You go to mediation, you can come up with an agreement, then they'll say, you know, see what happens. If the tenant doesn't fulfill it, then you have to go back to court, and then they're going to give them different options. So there's a lot of different programs, nonprofits that help people, you know, who are behind on payments. They'll help them, you know, cover their payments. And it's like a once a year thing. So like, there's certain tenants who understand. And so like every year I know I can go to this charity and get, you know, my rent to back pay it. So it's not an easy thing to just evict people. It can take anywhere from 6 months to years, especially with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. The courts were backed up. So I've seen a lot of people who, you know, were in a situation where, you know, they had market renters, people who, you know, weren't going through any voucher programs, and so they just decided not to pay them, and so, you know, they were stuck with this mortgage. And so it can definitely be very, very, very hard to get tenants out. Mm-hmm. But I've seen it done. It's just a matter of going through the process, but it definitely can be time consuming.
Yeah, I mean, I bet. Have you had any challenges over the last like 8 years with tenants?
So when I first bought my property, I did inherit two tenants, and you know, I gave them a year, and you know, it just didn't work out. Unfortunately, I was able to, you know, get them out through eviction. It was a process. You know, fortunately, you know, it probably took me like 3 to 4 months. So, but then after that, you know, I was kind of focusing more so on guaranteed income, you know, through Housing Authority. And so, you know, that really, you know, put me in a position where, like, you know, I have some tenants, you know, they may only pay me $25 out of, like, you know, thousands of dollars. So, like, if in the event they don't pay me $25, it's not, like, a big hit. You know, I'm not mm-hmm. losing sleep off of it. But it definitely can be a challenge. But DC also, are you familiar with TOPA?
No, what is that?
So TOPA is a Tenants Opportunity to Purchase Act. And so tenants have first right of refusal. What that means, if you're selling a property, right? So if I have a four-unit building and I'm selling my four-unit building, I have to give my tenants an opportunity to purchase my four-unit because they live in it. And here's the catch, though. You know, they may not be qualified, mm-hmm. but if you don't have a good relationship with your tenant, they may just decide to inquire and say, yeah, I do want to purchase it. So if I come to them with a sales contract, they are able to match whatever the terms are. Mm-hmm. And then they can essentially delay the closing 30 to 60 days because per, you know, the bylaws, they have the opportunity to, like, show financing for 30 days. And then the other thing is they have the ability to assign their rights. So you have people in DC that are like going to tenants and saying, hey, I'll give you $500 if I could take over your TOPA. And so these tenants will sign over their TOPA rights. And these people, they have no interest in buying the property, but they'll ask for $10,000 or $20,000 from whoever's buying it or the seller to be able to take back those rights in order for the deal to go through. So it's very vicious in DC. People are making money. It's a whole business where people are taking rights from getting their tenants or renters' rights assigned to them and then just making money off of their TOPA.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.